No light, no sound, no time, no space. Utter void. Then somewhere the beginning of a pallor, and with it a faint throbbing buzz as of a ghostly violin cello palpitating on the same note endlessly. A couple of ghostly violins present to take advantage of the space. And therewith the pallor reveals a man in the void, incorporeal, invisible man, seated observing enough, nothing. For a moment he raises his head. With it, the whisper of a ghostly clarinet, turning this tune into infinite sadness. The yellowish pallor moves. There is an old woman wandering in the void, bent and toothless, draped as well as one can guess in the coarse brown frock of some religious order. She wanders and wanders in her slow, hopeless way, much as a wasp flies in its rapid, busy way, until she blunders against the thing she seeks, companionship.
Excuse me, but I am so lonely and this place is so awful.
Can you read your heart? A leading of 77, I assume.
Bye. father is quite accustomed to this. He will not expect any devotion from you.
Wretch, I wore mourning for him all my life.
Yes, he became you. But you know, a life of mourning is one thing, and eternity of is quite another. Besides, here, you are as dead as me. Can anything be more ridiculous?
Like when you interrupt it.
Zack, you have always understood. He has always managed to live.
I have taken you in perfect
justice. Give me one. Two. I'm going to go to the hospital.
being a complete test and the risk. Took a lot of risk.